Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Are you reeling in the years? Storing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
Welcome back. 7:18 until the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue being with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Dr. Bill Duckelberg is here. I know we found him. We've discovered him. He's here. But Dr. Bill Duckelberg, folks, is, you know, one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust, one of the top economists in the galaxy. The purveyor of the NFIB's Index of Small Business Optimism, chief economist over there, and a resume a mile long. We only have an hour show, so we can't get into everything, but he's one of our buddies, and we're glad he's here. Bill Duckelberg, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back. So I just gave the audience a tour of your overall index and how it adjusted a little bit, and I was just pointing out that when you know, what happens out here on Main Street isn't like what happened yesterday on Wall Street. That even though Wall Street is connected to the Main Street economy through the things that they sell, their share price valuations aren't connected to the economy. They're connected to the global economy, to the fact that our dollar and our stock market are safe havens and other places are not. And currency valuations of other countries, there's instability in different places and all those things. Those are not real things like what happens out here on Main Street. What do you think?
Including the accountant's version of what a profit is, right?
Exactly. No, exactly right. That's what I was telling them. You know, our valuations are when we buy and sell things. Nobody shows up out here and says, "Hey, can we give you some more money to prop up the value of your company?" Nobody says that out here. We rub two nickels together and hope to make 11 cents. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. And I was traveling yesterday, so I didn't see what exactly triggered the sell-off. But, you know, it's kind of no surprise. And, you know, the way to look at it, buying opportunity, hey.
Right.
So I'm on the way down to Washington right now, so the reception may be bad on this, too. I was asked to brief the Council of Economic Advisors on the real economy, the one you and I talk about.
Thank you.
So I'm going to be walking them through, you know, what we see on Main Street, which is at least half the economy. I mean, we're the driver right now.
That's right.
So it's important that they understand that, and I'm going to spend an hour with them and tell them the story.
Well, tell them, and I know you will, but tell them the reason why what you're talking about is real is because what we produce it from our perch, which is planted in the ground. We not only are planted in the ground, and we can't move around like corporate America can. We got nowhere to hide. Whatever we do is it has got to be high quality, and we got nowhere to hide, Bill.
I would say, well, number one is our customer. Number two is the customer. Number three is the customer.
That's exactly right.
Those are the three most important things.
Exactly right.
You know, and if we don't do that right, of course, we don't do well. And, you know, right now it looks like the customers are keeping us very busy. So as you pointed out, the optimism index, third highest in 45 years. So it's down a little teeny bit from the record high, but all those numbers look really good. The job market is really tight. We're trying to hire. We're paying more. We're investing more. Capital spending is up. I mean, all those good things are happening out there on Main Street, and, you know, that's driving the economy, really.
Well, and, you know, I saw, what was it, 148,000 jobs last month or something like that. My question was, how many of those jobs that were created, were those real jobs created, or were those jobs that were poached from somebody else? I'd like to know that number. What do you think?
Well, you know, the way we try to measure it, it's supposed to be a net new number, so we do our best. Given we try to add that up, the Department of Labor tries to add that up over the states, talking to 50 state employment agencies, et cetera. So those are supposed to be net new jobs. So it was 134,000 plus revisions in the last 2 months, which we knew were coming because the Department of Labor number was way out of line with the private numbers like ADP or NFIB. So we got an 87,000 increment revision. So we're still doing, we're still creating jobs faster than the population is growing, which is good. That's why the unemployment rate is going down. And of course, compensation is going up, and we are competing. And you're quite right. You know, at some point, the labor market is going to get so tight that every time we make a successful hire, we'll create an opening somewhere else because we'll be stealing somebody.
Right. Exactly. So another thing, one of the good points, though, that did not go down, even just a little bit this time, was capital spending, right?
Right. Capital spending, both reports of actual capital spending as well as plans were very solid. And that's all about labor.
We haven't seen that. We haven't seen that in the middle of the year, so to speak, in a long time. I mean, in the past, it's been happening a lot in December, but now, I mean, this seems to be good news to be happening where it is right in the time of the year. What do you think?
Sure. Well, that's because the tax law gave us more certainty. You know, in the olden days, we were waiting until December to see if we were going to be able to expense or not and how much. And, of course, that means you delay until you find something out about the future. Mm-hmm. This tax bill, you know, made the future certain. So we know. So now we can make decisions about capital spending as we go along at the right time and
right.
the appropriate time.
Folks, sales are still hanging in there strong. People are still not needing to borrow money. That means they're able to fund their growth out of their own balance sheet, which is good news. Inflation is pricing power dropped a little bit last month, but it was already up. So when we come back, I want Bill to talk to us about this relationship between the number of workers that we have available and productivity. And demand. It seems to be a little a conflict. We'll see what he says after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.